To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. In traditional Christian times, did not a woman tender to the thought of a man being head of her, or tender to the thought of childbirth, have option of becoming a nun, dedicating her life honorably to serve Christ? Likewise, a man tender to the thought of being head of a woman in marriage. Also, does not Christian tradition teach us that the Christian option is to serve the Lord as pastors, monks, etc.? Does God give consideration for the times we live in? Mankind with mankind and womankind with womankind is abomination. The adulterous men who regard not God and sleep with womankind, and the adulterous womankind who have no regard for God, who sleep with man, like they that have relationships with their own kind, the call is one in Christ. Repent yourselves of these lifestyles and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, and be saved.